April is Financial Literacy Month, and the Federal Trade Commission wants to help Utahns spot, avoid, and report scams to keep their money safe. Utah residents lost more than $55 million to financial scams in 2023, according to LendingTree, a loan finding marketplace. Reed Tepfer, an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission Southwest Region, says they received fraud reports from 2.6 million people last year. The most commonly reported was the imposter scam.
When I say imposter scams, I mean people who are pretending to be your bank's fraud department, the government, maybe a relative in distress or a well-known business, even a IT support expert.
Tepfer says investment-related scams were the fourth most reported fraud category, with people losing more than $4.6 billion in 2023, the most of any category. Tepfer says if something sounds too good to be true, it likely is. He adds a scammer will often demand payment by a money transfer or gift card and will pressure you to act now. A list of warning signs is online at consumer.ftc.gov. As technology becomes more advanced, so do the scams. Tepfer says it's a scam when someone tries to get you to move your money to protect it, such as asking you to transfer or withdraw funds from a bank or investment account. He says you should always take the time to do your research before making any financial decision, which is exactly what scammers try to discourage.
The reason they want to create this false sense of urgency is they don't want you to be able to take a step back and look at the situation with a clear head and realize that something isn't right.
Tepfer says if you're concerned or want to inquire about a financial account, make sure to contact the responsible financial institution using the phone number on your financial statement. He says if you're scammed, it's also important to file a report with the FTC. You can do this online at reportfraud.ftc.gov or by calling 877-382-4357. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.